You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Hour number two here at 97.9 FM WGBW in downtown Green Bay. 98.3 in downtown Oshkosh at 96.5 FM WISS in Appleton. And, of course, the Civic Media app worldwide. Joining us right now, a very special guest, very good friend of mine, Jeannie Bruette, who did work for the Green Bay Packers for numerous years, right up in that top office. Jeannie, thank you for coming off the beach with your mimosa this morning in Florida and joining us.
Well, thank you, John and Jim. It's my privilege, and it's a beautiful morning here. We're fogged in a little bit, but the sun's going to break through, and it's going to be another beautiful beach day. And we're just loving it down here.
You're not missing this. It's 17. It's 17. The sun's going to come out. It's going to get up to 19.
Yeah, yeah. And we got snow yesterday. We got about 6 inches of snow, and that ain't going anyplace for a while. That's all frozen.
Good for you.
That's what we love to leave for January and February, the worst 2 months.
So. Absolutely. Well, Jeannie, can you give a little bit of background? I mean, obviously, I know everything you've done, but give your background here in Green Bay with the Packers, please.
Sure. Yes, I started in 1993. I worked for over 21 years. I actually started on the switchboard and as a Kelly girl and for 6 weeks. And after that, then they just wanted me to stay on. And in January of 1994, Ron Wolf called me in for an interview. And I started work for him. How that all came about was very interesting, but I am so glad that he hired me, and I learned everything I needed to know about football operations under Ron, and under his guidance and his brilliance, I was just able to work with such a great crew, John Schneider, John Dorsey, Reggie McKenzie, you know, all those great guys that have moved forward into such success in their careers. And from there, Mark Hatley came on, and such a great man. Worked for him for 5 years, and he had that tragic, massive heart attack. And I wasn't sure what was going to happen after that. And Mike Sherman, who was running the football program then, he asked me to stay on. And that following January, Bob Harlan called in Ted Thompson, and I got to work for him, and I retired in 2014.
Wow, that's amazing. So great career.
Says a lot about you, and I was in the executive role, and a great assistant can make or break the executive.
And not only that, Jim, something we were talking about earlier, what I always try to tell kids, and you do too, when you talk to them in a class or something, no matter what you do, if you're going to be interning at a place, if you're going to be there for three days, you're going to make one of two impressions, either a really good one or a really bad one.
Right.
And you made that really good one with that opportunity you had.
Well, I tell you, when Ron called me in after my interview, I actually had told him, no, I couldn't do it. My husband was a youth pastor at the time. Ron wanted me to work from 9 to 6. Jerry and I were really involved with teens, and we'd have weekend retreats and all those things. I just felt that it would be a compromise. So I just told him, well, Ron, I'll come up and work for you until you find somebody. Long story short, I worked for 4 weeks, and there were two girls that were, well, the first girl who was supposed to come 2 weeks after, she couldn't. Her father ended up in hospice. But I went up there, and I just dug in, and I just said, Ron, you know, your files need to be, you know, updated. He came out from the draft room one day. He had this legal size sheet, and it looked like it had been mimeographed off about 200 times. It was black and, you know, and he would sit in the draft room with this sheet, which had every position. One side was offensive, the other was defensive, and he'd sit there and make notes on college players. And so I said, Ron, can I clean this up in the computer? And slowly but surely, of course, he was such a statistician. All of his things like that, I just redid them in the computer, cleaned them up, and I just started falling in love with the job. And the second girl who came, she came the day before Ron was going to leave for the combine. And so I kind of trained her. When Ron left, he said, now you train her up, and when I get back after this week, then she'll start. And I was kind of heartbroken by then because I was really loving it. And by the fourth day, I'm sitting in the other desk and watching her start to work. She gets the phone call. She's all excited. She hangs up. She said, that's my old boss. I quit.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
She quit working for Ron Wolf and the Packers. That must have been a heck of a job.
Oh, well, I thought, you know, when I was just helping, it was just Ron and I communicating and working together. And, you know, she had me there sitting by her side. So I, not 10 minutes later, Brian Broaddus, who was our college scout, he called. He said, well, how's it going? I said, well, very interesting. And I told him, and he said, let me call her. Let me talk to her. And he told her to type up a letter why she was leaving and put it on the CFO, which was Mike Reinfeldt at the time, put it on his desk. And he said, Jeannie, we've wanted you in there from the beginning. Let me talk to Ron, and he'll call you. Ron called me the next day. We worked things out. There are a few little compromises. Boom, he came back Monday morning, and Mike Reinfeldt came over and he said, Jeannie, he said, we've just seen the changes in the office here, your professionalism, your work ethic, and we want to make you management. You're no longer a secretary. You're in management. So,
wow.
Yeah.
But I got to say, 99% of the women I know had a crush on Mike Reinfeldt.
Oh, he was he was the perfect bridge from the administration to football. He was just extraordinary. He really understood and had a gift for people. And, you know, and Ron, you know, bless his heart, he was like a bull in a china shop many times. And Mike would come over and just kind of soothe things down. But as far as that, my working, I have a great quote. I read a book several years ago by Renee Brown, Rising Strong, and it says, I believe that vulnerability, the willingness to show up and be seen with no guarantee of an outcome, is the only path to more love, belonging, and joy.
Well, and I'm Ron Wolf, everybody knows him, but I'm sure when you said to him, Ron, I'll clean up this the statistics with you in the computer, he's like, in the what?
I know. He was old school. Ron was very old school, wasn't he, Jeannie?
And that's why, Jeannie, you really
bridged into the modern world.
I just think that a really good administrative assistant in management can make the executive look so good.
Absolutely.
So good. And if you, I just kudos to you. And you're also, I just want to say, that your personality was consistently kind. And I think some people just appreciate that because people go in there that are their first time going in there, a little intimidated.
No question.
You always made them feel great.
Yeah, you did, Jeannie.
Well, thank you. I believe, really, my relationship with the Lord has given me such a love for people.
Yeah.
And
mine too.
And an understanding.
Jeannie, I'm sorry. I haven't seen Johnny in church lately, but yeah, I've been going to different places.
My love of people.
John and the Lord.
That guy driving on the highway yesterday.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeannie, I have to ask you this. Do you have a hard time? I mean, God bless your husband, because I think I would have struggled with something. I got a feeling there were times you went home and you said, oh my gosh, you can't say anything.
Right.
But we're going to make a trade, or we're going to sign yada, yada, yada. And if I was him, next day at work, I'd be like, okay, don't say anything, you guys, but let me tell you something.
Yeah.
And so you must have had some of the state secrets in your mind at times when you went home after work, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, you know, Brett Favre, many of the players were you know, they were, Ron had them in his office. He really cared about his players. And when Brett was starting to go through his problems, and he was in Ron's office, and Brett's wife, Deanna, came in and had a wonderful sit down. And this is when Ron had made the decision to send Brett to the manager clinic for help, mm-hmm. for personal help for himself. And what a help that was. It was incredible. And, you know, it's just, it's so great to see. And, of course, I also handled the players' insurance, so which meant all of the packets and information had to go out to them on the second day, the traveled first day of training camp, and then the second day we had what we call administrative day. And I gave my little presentation on the insurance program and handed out the packets. And but before HIPAA, actually, it was a lot of work, but it was wonderful because I could call these guys in and sit down and say, hey, I need this. I need birth certificates. I need marriage certificates. And if, you know, bills started coming, I'd call them in and I'd say, hey, can we garnish this out of your check? You got to take care of this bill.
Like,
it was,
wow.
And
you're the mother, too.
Oh, I was the mother.
Oh, absolutely. Especially some of those guys, right? I mean, they just came out of, they didn't have the discipline or the mother that you are. Wow.
And then when HIPAA came, so, and then Rob Davis, when he became the director of player development, Rob and I worked hand in hand. He was just the greatest guy. And I got to tell you, when I decided I was going to retire at the age of 65, I wanted to call certain special people in that I worked really close with. So I called Rob up. This was actually in July. I wanted him to know, and I didn't retire until October 1st. But I sat down and I told him, and he just, oh, he always called me Miss Jeannie. And, oh, he said, Miss Jeannie, he said, do you know who Ted's going to hire? I said, well, right now I don't, but I said, I have a feeling it's not going to be a woman. And he said, oh, no. No, he said, you've been the mom figure for all of us, the place feels so comfortable. And I said, well, you know, Ted, he is a great person, but I said, I think he was always comfortable with me because he had worked with Ron for 9 years when I was working. And so he knew me really well.
Hey, Jeannie, we have to send it to a quick break. And we just got a text here.
Sure.
If administrative assistants can make people look good, Jim must have had some great ones.
I tried to hire Jeannie, but yeah, geez.
Jeannie, stay with us. Jeannie Bruette.
Okay.
She was administrative assistant to the biggest names in Packer history post Lombardi. We got to send her a quick break right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. And Todd, we got some tickets to give away. Is that correct,
all
my
right.
friend?
Ready to do this?
Yep.
Laughter at 21 after.
You got
there you
it.
Go.
Well, because he wrote it out better this time.
Because I did it the only way that Mino knows how to read it.
Read it.
That's why. Now, Mino and the Mayor's laughter at 21 after.
So my wife's in the car. She has no idea the scenario I have created outside the vehicle. Now, through the open window, I said to my wife, hey, listen up. Dial 911 on that phone. Put your thumb on send. Hop in the driver's seat. Roll all the windows down. If you see me sprint out of the mini mart, gun it, and I'll dive in the car. She's like, oh my God, what's going on? I said, I'm going in the mini mart. It's midnight. I could get murdered at any minute out here. And you're playing words with friends? Shut it down.
The one and only Sebastian Maniscalco is bringing his Laugh Out Loud comedy to the Rush Center Saturday, February 15th at 7 p.m. Call or text in now for your chance to win. 920-264-0606. That's 920-264-0606. Or text in on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor's Laughter at 21 After on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Jeannie Bruett, our very special guest. She worked for Ted Thompson, Ron Wolf, pretty much the entire gang of the hierarchy there with the Green Bay Packers. Jeannie, one thing I want to talk about, one thing I know and you know, but I'm not sure many people know, Ted Thompson actually did have a personality and a sense of humor, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Very wry.
Yes, very wry.
Yes.
But he did. And I'll tell you what, for how many years, Jeannie, at least a dozen, you would call me and say, hey, Mr. Thompson wants to know if you'd like his box to bring up veterans and troops. And you were always, and it was like a sincere thing from him. Like Ted was being very, you know, he really wanted to take care of those guys. And there was only one guy only one time in all those years that he ever missed coming up and saying hello to the guys, getting his picture taken with them. And that was like one of the last preseason games, because he wanted to stay and watch the opposing team players are going to be getting cut, you know, because he's going to be claiming some of them. But boy, he had a soft spot for veterans, didn't he, Jeannie?
He really did. He really cared. He really cared about people. I always say, Ted, I thought he might have had a little bit of Asperger's.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't real comfortable in crowds, but he cared deeply. He cared deeply for his players. Roster cutdown time was the worst time in the world for him. You could see it on his face. He hated it. He hated to go and talk to these guys about, you know, their futures and what was going to happen. And what I loved about him too was his humility, because he had an opportunity and he was involved in many charitable things, and he never wanted his name on any piece of paper. He didn't want anybody to know what he was doing, and he cared deeply. And I have to tell you, when we went through, we called it the Summer of Favre. And, you know, Favre going out, the commissioner calling him out, and then him coming to Green Bay, and we know all the results. But I tell you, that summer, I only had 2 days off, and it's because I had to have oral surgery, but worked every day, and my phone box, my phone mail was just incredible. My mailbox was stuffed full every day. I had to sort through letters, and I had a pile of three packs. One was shredding. One was people were really not agreeing with the decisions, but at least the letter was written, you know, respectfully.
Right.
And then the letter that they were supportive. And my process was to open letters, do a reply on letterhead, place them on his desk, and I'd have a pile every day, and I'd put them on his desk, but I'd put a post-it note and say, Ted, please read the top six letters. They were well-written. They were supportive. And then all the rest were, well, we're sorry you disagree with this. Organization believes we need to move on, that kind of stuff. Well, after the third day, I'm walking in with my pile, and I put it on his desk, and I'm going to walk out, and he says, Gene, and I turn around, and I look at him, and he said, are these all of the letters? And I just chuckled, and I said, no, they're not all of them, and you're not going to see those.
Those fall in the shredder, huh?
Yeah, they went in the shredder. The MFing, and, you know, it was crazy. You know, I was the front gate to football ops, and even the phone calls. Fans called about everything. You can't believe. Who are we drafting? Why did we draft this guy? Aren't you going to fire the head coach? And so I was the gatekeeper. And I learned very early, you don't throw anything on the flame. And some of these guys they'd call, they were so irate. And they'd just start cursing right away. And I'd say, sir, just a minute here. Now, just hold on. I'm here to listen to your comments. I will listen to them. But if you keep swearing at me, I'm going to have to hang up on you. And most of them would, you know, calm down. But some would just keep on with the irate and boom.
Yeah, Jim said you hung up on him 3 or 4 times.
Never.
But I think... I tell you, so he wanted to be involved in everybody's business.
Yeah, and- that was the mayor.
But I think these Jim, people... You were great to me.
I want to say, both of you men, I have such respect for you and what you do and making an impact on our community. And that's so huge. And I think football also has such a key play in the community and raising people up and raising the community up. Right. And the Green Bay Packers, I know from bottom up, and watching Ron rebuild that organization, those 9 years for me were so incredible. And Ron, I don't know if we have time, but he came in. I had started working. I was working maybe 3 months, and he came back from practice, and he called me in his office, and he was really serious. He had that look on his face. He said, "Gene, get in here." And I thought, oh, no, what's going on? And I went in, sat down, and he said, "Gene, someone told me I'm intimidating. Am I intimidating?"
And you're like,
yeah,
oh, look at the time.
No, not at all. Oh, gee, I got a youth clinic I have to go take care of.
Every time I see you, I think of Santa Claus.
Jeannie Brouette, thank you so much. Gatekeeper to the Packer brass. I'd love to have you on again one day when you're not heading out to the beach.
I'd love to. Thank you for giving me some time. Thanks so much, you men. You're really good.
When you come back here, you're coming in the studio with us for a day. We're going to talk, okay?
Okay, great. Sounds great.
Thank you, Jeannie. Take care. We got to set a quick break. Mind on the Mayor back right after this.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Following the termination of an agreement with American Airlines, Air Wisconsin Airlines has announced potential layoffs for 513 employees in Wisconsin, including 284 positions in Appleton alone. Based in Appleton, the regional carrier expects to cut 219 management and salaried positions, along with 294 union jobs, starting March 31st. The decision impacts operations at Appleton International Airport and General Mitchell International Airport in Milwaukee. Air Wisconsin cited a strategic shift in operations for the workforce reductions. While the layoffs for unionized employees are said to be temporary, management and salaried position cuts are likely permanent. Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz has been asked to step aside from deliberations on the Act 10 law before the court because she has publicly said that she thinks it's unconstitutional, and she campaigned for her position on that point. Fellow liberal judge Susan Crawford, who's running for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice against conservative Brad Schimmel, says she's sure Protasiewicz will make the right decision.
I am sure that Justice Protasiewicz will make a decision that's based on the facts of that case, who the parties are, and what the issues are that are presented, and will make her own determination about whether she can be fair and impartial sitting on that case. That's what the judicial rules require her to do.
Conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn has already recused himself from the case as he helped to write Act 10 when he was chief legal counsel to then-Governor Scott Walker. Act 10 is the law that banned collective bargaining for many state workers. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Once again, it's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. We got a text here. Good morning, Todd. Tell the boys to keep up the great work. I have my band, The Talk of the Town, touring down in Florida. Today we're playing a concert and listening to your show from Seminole, Florida. Kevin Van Ness.
He's got such a following down there. It's
huge.
It's amazing. And, you know, I saw a picture he sent, you know, just wearing shorts and just totally into it. And the people love,
absolutely,
they really look forward to Talk of the Town being down
there.
Well,
I'll tell you, Kevin, something else people look forward to around here. The Price is Right, held at, we were talking before the show today, one of my coolest venues that I ever do anything at is the community center in Two Rivers, Wisconsin.
Yeah, that is that is a great building that they've kept up. You know, small town like that, and they just keep it investing. Yep. Things like brand new. It's just
and great events there. And joining us right now, the man that puts the prices right together, Adam Wojciechowski.
I knew it. That just perfectly, Mino. I just love how you pronounce people's names. Outstanding.
Right.
How you doing, buddy? I was telling Jim about this. What an amazing event, and the amount of money you guys make for youth sports throughout that entire area is really something. Give us a little background, if you don't mind, Adam.
Sure. So we started this game show, I'm going to say, about eight years ago in support of youth sports around the area. And we've given back to many different operations, from football, softball, baseball programs. We've built dugouts, fundraised for lights, scoreboards. Nice. Even a couple of years back, and you were part of this, Mino, when we raised some money for a Team Cody, who was a young athlete who was battling cancer.
Basketball player at Two Rivers.
Yes, yes, and we were able to raise around $2,000 for him. So, I mean, there's a lot of feel-good that comes out of this and helping people out.
Yeah, Two Rivers. I give Jim a hard time about Two Rivers sometimes, but I love that town, and I love how community-oriented it is.
Oh, It's a great place to grow up as a kid. Just awesome.
It sure is. It's a nice, small, quaint community. Everyone gets along. Everyone knows everyone. And it's awesome to be a part of something so special.
And you hire good people. Your chief of police is engaged in the community. You have Buckley's out there all the time. And what I like about your small town, or what I like about Two Rivers.
Your town.
My town, I guess, is you got the Central Park. You got the whole beach that you continue to protect that stuff. I mean, you don't sell it off. You don't let it go downhill. And, you know, for a small town, 12, 13,000 people, people really take a lot of pride.
Yeah, and then Mayor Schmidt, you've been a part of that with your family and redoing downtown and the new Central Park with the stage and the splash pad and the ice rink.
Yeah.
The Schmidt family was a big part of the new stage that got resurrected there. So,
you know, we got a guy here.
A lot of good things happening.
I'm sorry. We got a guy here, Jesse, who's from around the Chicago area, and we're talking to him the other day, Nikki and I. It's like, what do you do? You know, single guy who just kind of, he goes, my favorite place in the world is Neshoto Beach. Have you ever been there? Yeah. I'm like, once or twice. He says, that place is unbelievable.
It is. It is. That's like Newport Beach right here in northeast Wisconsin. It's great. Hey, this Price is Right thing, is that, people love that show. I don't know what the most famous game show is, but that's going to be in the top three.
Oh, I think it's, Todd and I are big game show advocates over the year. We'd rate that, absolutely.
You know, Wheel of Fortune,
Price is Right.
Price is Right is so much fun. And tell us a little bit more about that, how you get the contestants, how you raise money. I mean, how do you actually raise money on that show?
Sure. So we sell tickets for admission to get into the show, and that is $20 a ticket to come on into the show. Your name gets put into a big drum that we draw names out of, just like you would at the Price is Right. We have you come on down. We have you bid on prizes, and then we have a whole slew of games from Plinko, Lucky Sevens, In the Bag, many others, and then we also do the big wheel spin. And we have some pretty amazing prizes if you're lucky enough to have the prices right.
I mean, walk with scooters. I mean, it's big-time prizes they have. How do you get all those, Adam?
So we are very fortunate to have some pretty amazing sponsors that back us, and they give us money each year to go out and buy these prizes. Some of those prizes are, we have trips, we have a moped, $1,000 cash, Lazy Boy electric bike, 85-inch TV, and metal art from the Metal Art of Wisconsin.
Huge stuff. Phenomenal stuff.
Yeah, and then the list goes on. There's a full list on our website at www.beachbashtr.com.
I got to ask, do you have some of the beer commission too then?
Yes, we do. So we do have a bar there where we sell beer. We got to keep Mino hydrated throughout the show. So we have a full bar there as well, where you can purchase beer, and we have some light snacks.
Because they do partake in the beer. I've noticed that.
Yes, some of the tables like to build a nice pyramid. They're trying to get Mino's attention.
Is that guy still mad at me for what I did last year?
No, absolutely not. You're a ton of fun, Mino.
He built this huge, huge thing on their table.
And
I walked by with an empty beer can. I threw it lucky shot hit like right where it'd be, like, and the entire thing collapsed all over the table, all over them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
No, that whole table's coming back. They can't wait to see you.
Hey, right. The only negative, I was telling Jim about that place, that is the hardest old school stage. When they built stages back, when they built, that thing was
hardwood.
Built to last forever. It must have been from the Schmidt Lumberyard with maple or something.
That is hardwood.
By the end of the night, your legs are pretty tired. Hey, Adam?
Yeah, no kidding. After that night, they definitely are. You definitely need to sit back in a nice lazy boy and recline the next day to catch up on all the wear and tear of your legs.
Now, let me ask you this, though. And you can be totally honest with us on this, okay? So, Jim and I, you know, Jim runs he doesn't run it, but he's one of the main people for the NEW Community Shelter, the homeless shelter here in Green Bay. And they feed like 180 people every single night. And we're looking for different kind of fundraisers. Would it be possible to do something like that up here and borrow like your Plinko thing?
And you,
or would that wouldn't be cutting into your audience at all, right?
Not at all. We would love to be a part of that and help you out. We can get the games up there for you.
And we'd give you a portion of the profit for our youth sports.
Before, so absolutely. Okay.
Right, because we would put some to the community shelter and obviously some to
youth sports
and whatever you want to do down there. But, you know, people are generous, but they'd like to have fun with their generosity.
And that's what this is.
You know, and it's
entertainment.
Yep. Right.
It's entertainment for everybody.
Well, we'll get a better MC, but I just really want you to...
Wow. Wow, 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 wow.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well,
no,
Todd, you got a new game, Todd.
Here, I don't know why. I think they think he's funny. And
yeah.
I don't know, Mayor Schmidt.
Well, but
I love the people of Two Rivers.
But, Adam, what we're going to do is you let John drink for free. We'd rather just pay him the $250.
You'd break out about even.
I know.
It's a long night.
I think we'd come ahead.
It's a long night to do a lot of talking. But the funny part is, Adam, I always screw up before I start drinking the Bud Light or the Busch Light. And then by the end of the night, after a few of them, I'm fine. But I always screw up at the beginning because I don't pay good attention.
Yes. Right out of the gate, there's always a mistake, but you always fumble it pretty good. You catch it right back, and the crowd has a ton of fun with it.
So practices every day.
We have a great time there. I'm so impressed with how that community comes together, though, Adam, with different events. I did the Heart of Rama or whatever this past year, Two Rivers. And there's always something going on, and it's a great place to do it. And give everybody a heads up where, when, and all those types of things if people would like to come see it.
Sure. The game show is February 22nd. It is at the Two Rivers Community House, 1710 West Park Street, right downtown Two Rivers. And the show starts at 6:30. Doors open up at 5:30. You can get your tickets ahead of time by going to the Piggly Wiggly here in Two Rivers.
We got a text here. We go every single year. Always a ton of fun. Great group of folks. Just got a text that just came in.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
Adam, how do you choose the beneficiary? I mean, there's so much need out there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's some people that'll contact us throughout the year with some needs. And in years past, we've gone to other organizations to see if they had needs, and we were able to help fund some of those.
God bless you for doing that.
And Jim mentioned a police chief. You got a lot of police officers that help out with this.
Yeah, we do. In fact, they have been donors in the past. The police and fire department have been donors in the past of helping us out with some prizes. So, yeah, the whole community really does come together.
And you can tell you've got good energy. I mean, that's going to be a fun event. 22nd.
Yep.
This month.
February 22nd.
Yep. I'll be there.
All right. Community house.
Absolutely.
I'm coming too. Not to see John. I'm coming to, I want to put my,
actually,
how many names can I put in there? Oh yeah. We're doing an event here in Green Bay.
Right before that.
At the Northland Hotel.
Same day.
Yes. So, and then we're going to drive down to your place. How many names can I put in the barrel?
To get drawn.
We're going to allow you to put in a couple extra.
All right. Thank you, Adam.
Adam, great stuff, buddy. Congratulations. Look forward to being with you guys in Two Rivers on February 22nd for the Price is Right game. All the proceeds going to great youth sport causes in that area. And you guys, did you run it past the board? My fee, which is non-negotiable, was it cleared?
Yeah, we got it passed, just barely passed for that pizza and beer. I'm telling you, it was a tough sell, but we were able to get it done.
Careful.
Meat lovers, though. It's got to be the meat lovers pizza.
The meat lovers. We got it marked down.
Outstanding at Waverly.
Boy, I hope you make money.
Absolutely.
Adam, thank you so much, my friend. We'll be talking to you again closer to the event, okay?
You got it. Can't wait to see you.
Thanks, brother. Take care.
Wow, great guy.
Adam Wachowski from Two Rivers. Great event. Hope you folks can come down there. But anyway, I would love to do that event here at the Tarleton.
I think Yeah.
I know we could.
Meyer? I don't know how many people are going to get there. Tarleton's a couple hundred people?
I think Tarleton would be fine.
All right. Well, for
especially
test
for a first time.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Todd, what role do you want?
The Wheel of Fortune at the Tarleton.
Not the Wheel of Fortune, the Price is Right.
I mean, the Price is Right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yep.
You got to be Johnny Olsen.
Oh, I'll be Johnny Olsen.
You got to be Johnny Olsen.
I can do the whole slur the speech thing when I'm talking about the power tools or the Rice-A-Roni or whatever the heck it is.
You got to find the brightest sport coat. Actually, borrow one from Jim's brother. That's right.
Yeah. Right. Rod Roddy, right?
Those would be perfect.
Sequence. Yeah. Yes. That's, and then Johnny and I were talking earlier about the girl.
Yeah.
The girl.
Just to have a stage.
The Janice Pennington type.
Oh, yeah.
We have a couple of them, right? Yeah, we have a couple people in mind.
Yeah.
So that is going to be fun. So, all right, we gotta work
do
on
we
this.
Have a couple in mind?
I do.
Well, oh, okay. I didn't know we talked about that. So we're going to do that.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great. I mean, raise a little money and have some fun. And Tarl's awesome. I mean, he'll be all in. We just got to find the right date because he's pretty busy over there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we can, and this guy giving us the equipment and kind of being a little bit of our coach.
Yes,
this could work. This could be a lot of fun.
I like it. I like it. Todd, you all in?
I'm ready to go.
Excellent.
Cool.
Thank you very much. Coming up in a little bit, we got some more great guests for you, folks. Boy, Todd doesn't screw around. He puts together guests. Todd, come on, Spencer Larson.
Spencer Larson. He's going to talk about the Packer Hall of Fame. He's the Stadium Services Manager with the Packers.
And then, I want to bring something up because Sunday. That's part of the deal. You get into the Hall of Fame too.
Can you believe that?
Right? That's a great
and a locker room. Yeah. I still
FanFest. Yeah. If you're a Verizon customer, right. You can actually get into that event.
That's quite the
it
event.
It might be sold out already, but you can definitely check that out on their website.
Text the guy this morning before we came here.
You did?
Because I want to get our media passes. Yeah. I'm not a Verizon yet.
I can't. If I'm on crutches, I'm not going though.
Okay, well, I'm going.
Well, I mean, because there's gonna be parking like halfway across the other side of the parking lot.
We'll get one of those tags.
All right. Do they start? They don't have the things anymore, right? The Chinese things.
What are you talking about?
Where the guy'd be on the
rickshaw?
Bike? Yeah, the rickshaw.
Oh, the rickshaw. No. Yeah.
Hey, it's 8:30. Tanner Bordellini of the Indianapolis Colts and the Kiwani fame.
Right.
Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. Some great guests again today. Boy, I can't wait to go to Vintage Rose and Bakery and Sandwich Shop on Thursday, even though I can't eat that morning. I'm going to take home a big old bucket of some of the stuff they've got there. I really want one of those. I thought that the BLT. What, Todd, was it turkey? It was avocados.
Turkey, maybe?
Bacon? Turkey BLT and avocados?
I'm not sure.
Wow, does that sound good?
Well, it's the croissant that makes it.
Yeah, that too.
Those are homemade.
Homemade. And, yeah. Their stuff is so great, folks. Vintage Rose Bakery and Sandwich Shop. Hope you folks can come on down Thursday. We're going to be doing our entire show live there. Come on down and sample some of their stuff. We'll tell you more about where they're going to be and everything like that. Jeannie Bruette, Ted Thompson's former, and Ron Wolf's former chief assistant, Adam Wachowski from The Price is Right. We're going to be doing that in Green Bay. Spencer Larson will be joining us in just a minute. Stadium Services Manager for the Green Bay Packers and the Packer Hall of Fame. And Tanner Bordellini, the pride of Kiwani, and now a member of the Indianapolis Colts, will be joining us to talk about how his first season went in the National Football
League. His mom was so excited when they had her on.
Oh,
remember that?
Oh, my gosh. She was. I mean,
that's a big deal, though. I mean, that's.
I mean, I was doing Tanner's games. I might have done his very first, I mean, Teddy and I, his very first high school game. So yeah. I think he was on the varsity. Well, he was like 6'5", 2", whatever, when he was like 15. One of those guys where it's like, All right, this guy's got a chance for the pros.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I followed his career the whole way through. And then, of course, at Wisconsin. And now he's playing in the National Football League, which is just so cool when you see it grow and you know the parents and all that. So that's pretty special.
And equally to that, what I like about that is he's got the right attitude.
Absolutely.
He's just a good,
great
good
student.
Kid. Yeah. It's awesome when they make
great,
it.
Great student. And he was recruited. I remember Ivy League schools, the big time Ivy League schools were going after him because they knew it was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember his mom telling me he went to a football camp and she's like, we can't believe it. The University of Syracuse wants, it's like, you know what I mean? There was like, whoa, it wasn't like some of these parents, I'll be honest. They almost like, you know, they start grooming their kid for a scholarship when they're like 11.
Yeah.
You know? So.
And what's cool is his parents wanted to do it, but he really wanted to do that too. You know, sometimes you get these parents living through their kid. It's like, Dad, I really don't know.
I mean, like your dad trying to push you into barbershop?
Yeah. And look at me now.
Barbershop and owning a lumber company?
I did have the chance to own the lumber company.
I would have jumped at that in a heartbeat.
You would have. You were good at that. I
love wood. I simply love wood, and I would have loved to work at a lumber yard.
Yeah. It was profitable, but it was competitive. And I don't know. That wasn't my thing, John.
Actually, no, I did. I just read a book. And it's a true story, and it's about a guy that he was a lawyer or whatever, or big something in New York City, and he just had enough, and he went back and bought his dad's old lumber yard, the old mill and everything. This is in, like, Vermont or New Hampshire, someplace like that. Yeah. And he was talking where if, like, a big box store, and I'm just going to throw out a Menards or whomever, if they lowered their prices by, like, a certain amount, they were like, oh! I mean, it was pretty thin.
It was, and that can happen. Home Depot can come in, and they're like, look, we're going to lose money in this community for 6 months, 8 months. What kind of staying power do you have? And then they rise the price up when you leave. That happened in grocery business.
Well, that used to happen at gas stations. I remember gas wars.
Yeah.
I go that far back. Todd, you're too young for that, I'll bet, huh?
I remember it.
Gas wars, do you?
Protect you now a little bit.
Right.
They didn't have protections.
Right.
I don't think they really should, quite honestly. But these big companies come in and they squeeze you out. That's why a lot of these mom-and-pop grocery stores, you know, it's like... Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I'm so happy Red Owl is still going. I really am. I get a good feeling every time I drive past and see that sign.
Yeah. It's fun to support those smaller businesses, especially when they got good customer service and good quality products.
Yep.
Some of them, you know, it's
okay, I thought... Okay, you're talking about the gas thing, though. I thought there was some kind of a law that you weren't allowed to... lower it too much or so? Okay, and the reason I'm just saying this, because a couple of weeks ago, maybe it would have been good, the Quick Trip down here on Walnut, okay, was $3.09. The Marathon on Walnut, six blocks away, was $2.67.
Oh.
That's the biggest difference I've ever seen. I didn't know they could be that far apart.
They can. So
there's a minimum markup.
There's a minimum markup, but also a 24-hour change. If you change your price at 7:56 this morning, you cannot change it again until 7:56 tomorrow morning.
Okay.
So if in that time your competitor across the street drops his price, there's nothing you can do about that.
Wow. Okay.
That's significant, though. That's a lot.
That's the biggest one I've ever seen on the same street.
Wow.
Yeah, the very same street.
But you can get an app for that, find the cheapest gas in town.
Oh, I know. It's the Marathon just up here in Walnut. I think it's $2.69 now.
Yeah.
I think there's some $2.67s, but
they have great pumps there.
High quality pumps you'll ever find.
Have you gone inside?
Huh?
But I like them. I like the people.
Hey, no disrespect. A little bit like our comedians thing. I'm going into a mini mart at midnight.
Get ready to hit send.
Who knows what's going to happen?
She thinks he's robbing the place. He just wants to get shot. Yeah, look, it's a downtown place, but yes, they have, and then you can put the weather on there. You can put the news on. They have the best pumps. I mean, Quick Trip has good pumps, but I really like that Marathon place. It's just that, you know,
it's not where you would expect it for some reason. I'm just throwing it out there.
But they have good price. Yeah, that's true.
It's the best price around.
Yeah.
No question about it.
And you're really, with your cars, you're supposed to get gas at different places.
Why?
My mechanic told me that. Because don't get your gas at the same place all the time. Okay. Like, I don't
really?
Know.
Really? I've never heard different, that before.
Yeah, I think it's...
I mean, they're all the same octane.
Well, I do know this. Nah. All the gas kind of comes from the same distributors.
Right.
It's just the special mix for each of the different brands. But it basically, you'll see trucks from Quick Trip parked next to BP all at the same place getting their gasoline.
But I
want to know about that more. Because, I mean, that's interesting. And, I mean, I worked at a gas station. And I had no idea. Somebody that runs, a mechanic... Or somebody that.
It's Downtown Auto who told me that.
He goes,
get your gas. Where do you get your gas? Tell him, you know, because try to mix it up a little bit. I'm like, okay.
Never knew that.
Maybe he's getting a commission. I don't know.
All right, we're going to set a quick break. We come back. Spencer Larson, Packers Hall of Fame, Tanner Bordellini, Indianapolis Colts. Stay with us. And I'm wondering how I get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am. Stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you. And I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep...
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.